Doctor Audio Adventures.
The Doctor and the Planet of Origin, Part 2, written by Amy DeWitt. In the centre of the ceiling was a huge ball of black matter. It swelled and pulsed, matter attracted to it.
Our master!
Well, aren't you impressive?
That big ball of stuff impresses you?
Terry, don't be rude.
Hello, to whom am I speaking?
Master is not awake. Sleeps for thousands of years. You wake him, you will die.
Oh, will I just. Why can't you wake him?
We are of the same source which traps him, but can't.
Then how does he control you?
Trap does not mean no power.
The Doctor looked up and examined the ball. She produced out of her pocket a thin, cylinder-shaped object. She moved it around in the air, then looked at the end of it. She passed it over the creature, then lowered it finally.
There are two different kinds of matter surrounding your master, both unfamiliar to me. However, one absorbs energy and light, the other reflects it. Izzy, can you shoot your laser at the edge of the ball of matter?
Affirmative, Mistress.
The small robot repositioned itself, aimed and fired. The whole ball of matter started to glow like a disco ball. Some reflected, other bits absorbed.
Interesting. That's enough, thanks, Izzy.
Affirmative.
What just happened?
Did you see how some matter absorbed the light but some didn't?
Yeah.
Well, the more light and energy it absorbs, the less it can reflect. I think a massive amount of light and energy may release their master.
Think. You're basing your conclusion on a theory.
Yes.
That's just pointless.
Is it?
Yeah, because you don't know of the outcome, which may destroy the ball itself. Did you think of that?
Of course. You have to take risks to get a result.
Right. How exactly are you going to produce that much light and energy?
I need to return to my ship to get what I need.
Yes! This is the way robots stay.
Okay.
Affirmative, Mistress.
The Doctor and Terry followed the creature back down the tunnel towards the ship. The other creature stood waiting. It led them past. The Doctor went towards the other side of the console. She knelt down and looked at one of the panels underneath it. Once the panel was gone, it revealed a whole bunch of crystals.
Whoa, what are they?
Crystals.
Yeah, I can see that. Why do you need them?
They create and project light and energy. It's how the ship runs.
You're going to use them on the ball of matter.
Exactly. Right, one, two. That should be enough.
You flippin' crazy. You won't be able to take me back home to Earth.
Sure I will. These are just spears.
What if we need them?
I have plenty of them.
The Doctor replaced the panel and strode past Terry. She exited the ship. Terry looked down at his feet.
I'm never ever getting to my party, am I?
Terry ran out to find the other creature waiting. It looked at him, then pointed to the retreating figures of the Doctor and the creature. He ran to catch up with them. The Doctor turned and smiled at him. It was a smile that made him unsure. He made the decision to follow. They emerged out of the tunnel and back into the opening.
How are you going to get them up there?
I'm not. I'm going to place them beneath it.
She walked towards the centre of the opening. She retrieved the cylinder device from her pocket and pointed it at one of the crystals in her hand. The crystal started to slowly glow and kept glowing. The Doctor placed them down on the ground and continued to point the cylinder device at them. They glowed brighter still.
Izzy, can you put your laser on the lowest setting and aim it at the crystals? I don't want them to break.
Affirmative, Mistress.
Terry, close your eyes.
Why?
Just do it. Explain later.
Terry closed his eyes. Light grew still. The matter glowed and grew brighter with the crystals. It stopped moving and stood still. Until the matter started bursting like fireworks. All of a sudden, the ball of matter collapsed on itself. It then pushed the light and energy back out, knocking the Doctor and Terry to the ground. They both turned and looked at what replaced the ball of matter. A red light shone in its place. The creature lay in pieces on the ground, destroyed from the force. They stood up, and a figure formed in front of them into a man with a black suit. He had dark hair and a dark beard.
And who may I have the honour of freeing?
I am Kronos, the god of time and the ages, the devourer of all.
Doesn't look like a god to me.
Terry, don't start. It's not wise to anger a god. I know a lot about you, Cronus.
Oh, really? Do enlighten me.
Yes. I remember legends saying that my people learned how to manipulate and travel through time because of Cronus.
Interesting. Well, I'm grateful for what you have done. But now I need more of these crystals.
I don't have any more.
I thought... Ow! That was my foot!
Sorry. Well, we must be going. Right, Cronus, we have a tight schedule to keep.
Yeah, people to see, places to go. Think we might just be able to get to my New Year's party. Have to go.
You are going nowhere.
All of a sudden, all these matter creatures slowly started to form. The Doctor and Terry couldn't escape. There were too many of them.
Flip, we're trapped.
Yes, I can see that. Why do you still need us, Cronus?
So I can gain my full power by using more of those crystals in your ship.
Really? I think not.
The creatures around them started to explode. The Doctor, Terry and Izzy made a run for it. They ran down the tunnel towards the ship again.
Get them!
The other creature was still guarding the ship. Izzy aimed its laser at it. The creature shattered like the others. They ran into the ship and the Doctor hit the controls and set a destination.
Where are we flipping going?
I don't know, but out of here.
The Doctor watched the monitor of the activity on the planet below. Meanwhile, Cronus grew impatient.
If you want something done, you must do it yourself.
Cronus created a ball of energy in his hand and threw it. Suddenly, some strange readings were coming back from the planet, but it didn't matter anymore. The Doctor looked at the monitor again, then looked up at Terry.
Hold on.
The Doctor and Terry were thrown across the console room. Izzy went sliding on its side.
What just happened?
It seems Cronus was too impatient and he decided to attack us, and his attack blew up the planet. According to the ship, the planet was a singularity. The explosion created a heat wave, which has caused the matter from the planet to form into hydrogen atoms, which rapidly expanded.
In English.
Cronus has just caused the Big Bang.
The Big Bang?
That's not the way I remember it.
Blasted by the shockwave of the exploding planet, the Questor is hurtling violently through space. To be continued in the next story, The Doctor and the Vortex of the Nyx.
Formed by an all-volunteer cast featuring Rowena Dinsmore, Brooke Maloney,
Michael Rutter,
Royce Scale, Bill Carney, Adam Brooks, John Brooks. Edited by Adam Brooks, Carolyn Rutter and Trevor Sneath. Visit thedoctoraudioadventures.wordpress.com for full sound effects, credits, artwork and more. City Park Radio, The Doctor Audio Adventures, 2016.